And now the moment we've been waiting for is it's time for the presentation of the Athena Award. You all may know our presenter of the Athena Award by her work at Monticello. And she joined Virginia National Bank as president of VNB Trust about 3 years ago. Please welcome Paula Newcomb.
Thank you. At Virginia National Bank, it's all about people and always will be. I'm proud to be at Virginia National Bank, and my colleagues and I are very pleased and proud to be the sponsor of the inaugural Charlottesville Athena Award. Founded by Martha Mertz, the lone woman on the Lansing, Michigan Chamber Board in the early 1980s, this award is now given in 300 communities all over the world. Today, Charlottesville's local bank, since 1998, is pleased to have a part in adding Charlottesville to the list of those communities. The purpose of the award is very simple. It is to honor the quiet leaders among us. The Athena Award is presented to a woman or a man who has achieved professional excellence, who is a devoted community servant, and who assists women in achieving their professional excellence and building leadership skills. Like quadruplicity, it celebrates the balance in our lives. A lawyer by training, educated at the University of Virginia and the Marshall Wythe School of Law at the College of William and Mary, the inaugural Charlottesville Athena Award winner fits this bill perfectly. Like the goddess Athena, she is strong, courageous, and full of wisdom. I know from her golfing buddies that she plays by the rules. I also know that sometimes she reminds her fellow golfers of the rules. She has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro and is a certified open water diver. At Virginia National Bank, over half of our leadership team is women. At the company our recipient founded and ran for 11 years before selling out to a Fortune 500 company, all but three of her 22 employees were women. Our recipient has consistently mentored, recruited, and employed undergraduate women from the University of Virginia as paid interns. This woman has been helping people find shelter and purchase real estate in our community since the early 1990s. The year I came to Charlottesville, 1993, she was the volunteer of the year for the shelter and help in emergencies. She is an elder and deacon of First Presbyterian. She's on the board of the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association, a member of the Charlottesville Electoral Board, Planning Commission, Architectural Review Board. She chairs the Thomas Jefferson Community Workforce Housing Fund, and the list goes on and on. Please joining me in recognizing Charlottesville's first Athena Award recipient, Sherry A. Lewis.
Thank you. Thank you, Virginia National Bank, which is truly a great local bank. And I'm definitely biased. I know somebody in the downtown branch is taking care of some of my accounts today, so that's amazing. Wow. And actually, I need to read the inscription to you that's on the very back, which you can't see, of course. It said, what is honored in a country will be cultivated there by Plato. So I'll have to write that down and figure out what that means. Thank you, thank you, everyone. When Dave Norris nominated me, I figured I needed to do a little brushing up on my Greek mythology, which I had been really fascinated with in fifth grade, but had not paid attention to since then. Do you know how many accomplishments are associated with Athena? I mean, she was really quite a woman. She is said to have been born by springing fully formed from the head of her father, Zeus, and she was wearing full battle armor when she was born. She challenged Poseidon to a contest where the winner would be would have its name attached to a certain port city in Greek, and Athens is evidence that she won that challenge against Poseidon. This is a really interesting story. A fellow god tried to actually violate her chastity, and after doing that, she not only forgave him for his offense, but adopted his child and raised the child. And after Arachne dissed her, and Arachne then ended up killing herself, Athena had the grace to bring Arachne back to life, although she would be doomed forever to live as a spider in perpetuity. But this is what I've learned about Athena. But she is said to have possessed great wisdom. She was an excellent war strategist, but rarely used her war strategy, and in fact was slow to take up arms. She is said to have invented the flute, to have invented the horse bridle, to have invented the ox yoke, to have excelled in all agrarian arts and domestic arts, and then to have also created the olive tree. So this sister, she is definitely to be admired, even if she's only mythical. I'm in front of you at this moment because of the women and men in my life who have been very mythical to me. I am certainly a work in progress, and I am only here because of the many people who have prodded me, who have influenced me, who have encouraged me, who have supported me, who have shown me, who have indulged me, who have shaped me, who have bettered me, who have criticized me, who have taught me, or just plain old hung in there with me, frankly. And I need to accept this award in their honor. I really want to honor a lot of people in accepting this, but I really would like to name some local women who have influenced me greatly. And I really do accept this award in their honor. To me, they're quite mythical, and I'll never really live up to them, even though they're people that are living among us. Thank you to Carol Clark of Montague Miller, Pat Davis, Dot Lambert, Lelia Brown, Roberta Brownfield, Sue Lewis, Joan Fenton, Meredith Richards, and an amazing woman named Emma Bowles. These are the women that I recognize today in accepting this. Finally, I just want to say thank you to my friends and colleagues who are here and those who couldn't be here, my parents who could not be here, my mother's having a medical procedure today, and my employees past, present, and future if they care to work with me. I really thank you guys for this, and this award is just going to be so special in future years. This is a great way for us to honor people that are giving a lot to the community, and I'm humbled because I'm not doing anything compared to what other people are doing. So I really look forward to seeing who in the future you grant this award to, because there's so many people out there to be recognized, and that's what's really exciting about the inaugural Athena Award. So thank you very much.